on Capitol Hill there discarding biodegradable products and saying hello again to Styrofoam. For the last 4 years, Capitol restaurants have used eco-friendly plates, cups, and utensils, all part of former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's Greening the Capitol campaign. But Republicans are now in charge, and as NPR's Ted Robbins reports, they've targeted the tableware, maybe more.
Thank you. You have a good day.
Thank you. You too.
You can get a good lunch in the Capitol's Rayburn Building cafeteria for less than $10, and you can recycle the plastic water bottles, for now. But Democratic congressional staffers Devin Kearns and Emily Cardin are upset about using Styrofoam plates and cups. They say the touch and feel of Styrofoam is so 90s.
To drink out of? It's gross.
Well, it's supposed to eat out of when it pulls up, when you're actually scraping your spoon across it and pulls up Styrofoam. God only knows what you're eating.
And there's the environmental issue, they say. The Styrofoam is not being recycled. But Republican Congressman Dan Lundgren of California says it's higher quality than the biodegradable stuff, some of which fell apart.
I mean, I've got more complaints from members of Congress and staff, particularly staff, about forks that would bend, knives that wouldn't cut.
Lundgren chairs the House Administration Committee. He's the one who dropped the biodegradables.
And I got complaints about the cups that you'd have to put two or three of them together so that you could hold it with the hot beverage.
Along with that, Lundgren says the old stuff cost more than the plastic and styrofoam. It's fiscal responsibility, a statement of who's in charge now. Oregon Democrat Earl Blumenauer worries this is just the first step toward dismantling the whole Green the Capitol program.
You wonder what's next. Lead paint, asbestos. I mean, there are lots of things that are less expensive as long as you don't care about health and other considerations.
Under the Pelosi plan, the Capitol has been phasing out incandescent light bulbs in favor of more energy-efficient fluorescent bulbs. A Republican bill has been introduced to repeal that mandate.
It's silly. It's unfortunate. And it's not where America is going.
Paper, plastic, or styrofoam, Jarrett Torres has to lift it. He's a busboy I found emptying the trash in the Rayburn cafeteria. He used to take green bags filled with trash to the recycling room. Now they're black bags.
We have to take this black garbage to the dumpster.
So it doesn't make any difference to you. It's all garbage.
Yeah.
Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes.
But this is Congress, and there could be compromise. A pilot study is scheduled to start next week in the Rayburn cafeteria to study the feasibility of washable, reusable utensils. Ted Robbins, NPR News, Washington.
And you're listening to NPR News.